Good morning. Welcome to the Words of Life and the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local preacher at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You'll find all these radio program and MP3 files. You will also find a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given a regular meeting times over Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to have you know the need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. Today, we continue our study of examples by looking at Jesus Christ, our perfect example. Today, we want to look at Jesus, our perfect example, in compassion. Compassion traits are universally appreciated. Compassion is a sign language the dumb can speak and the deaf can understand. We call upon all of us to practice this quality in our lives, and we are called by God to practice this quality in our lives in Romans 9:15 and Hebrews 10, verse 34. Defined, it means a feeling of distress through the ills of others and to suffer with others. We get our word sympathy from the word compassion. Please read 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12 and also Colossians 3 and verse 12. Compassion. We had an example of compassion of Jesus in financial burdens, men with two different debts. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, Jesus gives a teaching on two men who had two different debts. The teacher teaches us how to have compassion on our fellow servants. The man came to his master with an insurmountable debt, a debt that he would be unable to pay, and his master wanted payment. And he begged for mercy, and he would pay him in due time. So the master forgave him his debt. He had compassion on him and forgave his whole debt. And it was an enormous amount of money. And then, after he had been forgiven, he had a servant, a lower servant, who had a very much smaller debt. And he went to that servant and tried to get him to pay his debt. And when he would not pay, he had him thrown into prison until he could pay. When the master found out what his servant had done, then he said, "Why did you do such a thing? I forgave you that enormous debt, and you did not have the compassion on your fellow servant to give a smaller debt." And so he had him cast into prison in order for him to pay the debt. You see, we see compassion. It was extended by the master to his servant, but the servant didn't extend that same compassion to his fellow servant. And so we need to understand that we have to have compassion about those who have financial burdens. But we also have to balance this with what the scripture teaches us about people who are lazy. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 6 through 13, Jesus talks about the lazy person. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 16. Now listen to what the instruction of Jesus is concerning those who are lazy. Although we are to help people with their financial burdens, if we can, notice what this Paul said beginning in verse 6. "But I command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from yourself anyone who walks disorderly, not according to the tradition which you received from us." And verse 10 says, "For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone would not work, neither should he eat." You see, we are to have compassion about those who have money and financial problems, but we are not to have that same kind of compassion on people who are parasites, people who are unwilling to work, that can work, but are too lazy to work, and want other people to give them money and things so they won't have to work. Anyone can find themselves in a financial crisis. We should seek out those who have legitimate needs to help, and we should reject those who are just unwilling to work because they are lazy. Most that need, we won't ask. We need to understand that we ought to have compassion on people who have financial burdens. We also are to have compassion to the physically burdened, those who have physical ailments that they cannot help. The sick, we read this in Matthew 14 and verse 14. We see the hungry. Jesus gave an example of his compassion by feeding the 5,000 and the 4,000. We read this in Matthew 15, beginning in verse 32 to the end of the chapter. We also see that he had compassion on the blind man and gave him his sight and returned his sight in John chapter 9. We also see that he healed a man that was diseased in Mark chapter 1, verse 32 through 41. He taught us to have compassion towards the real needs of others. The Good Samaritan, probably the greatest example of compassion and humility towards those who are without. In Luke chapter 10, we want to read this account because it gives us an example of what true compassion is all about to people who have serious needs. It begins in verse number 30. Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. They stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. He saw him and had compassion on him. So he went and bandaged his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. Then he sent him on his own animal, brought him to the inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Jesus said, go and do likewise. We must sometimes cross over prejudice and economic barriers in order to help people. We see that there were 2 religious people in this story, a priest and a Levite, men who were supposed to, in the service that they served in, were to help other people. Surely to help other people, you would have to have a compassionate heart. And so we need to be aware of those who are physically burdened, those people that cannot help themselves, those people that may be in a temporary form of physical disability, or maybe even in a permanent one. And we are to have compassion and humility, and we're to try to help wherever we can in order to lessen that burden. That's what it means to have compassion. We also told in Galatians 6-10 that we are to have this duty to all men, especially those of the household of faith. We're to have a special compassion for those of the household of faith. And so here we see compassion on the physically burdened. And we must have that same compassion on those type of folks in our life. And the last thing we want to look at in looking at Jesus' perfect example of compassion is on those who are mentally and emotionally burdened to cope with emotional and mental anxiety that might occur. We see this with children in Mark 19, verse 17 through 27. We see it with mental illness when he healed one that had a mental illness in Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. We see that he had compassion on a bereaved widow in Luke chapter 7, verse 11 through 17. We see that it bewildered the people in Matthew 9, verse 36. And Jesus, in the greatest invitation that was ever offered, in Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30, he offered the emotionally distraught, he offered them true peace and rest. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, Jesus sought to help people wherever he found them and wherever they were at in order to lead them where they needed to go. Whether they had financial burdens or physically were burdened or had mental and emotional burdens, Jesus had compassion. He wanted to try to help those physical situations, but in order that he might help them with the greatest situation that they had, and that is with sin. And he had the answer to that because he was going to die to provide the remedy. And so we are to be people of compassion. One of the things that we must be very careful with is that we don't stereotype people, that we just determine that anybody that seeks out our help, they're just leeches or they're just parasites or they're just lazy people. And we just turn a deaf ear and we don't help anyone. That's the wrong attitude. I remember when I was living in Las Vegas and preaching there, that there was a lady that called my office one Sunday afternoon and was crying because she had car problems and her husband was in Iraq during the war there, and she was trying to get back to Montana with her grandfather and her two children. Well, I was a little bit away from her, but she was very close to another congregation that I knew was meeting about the time that she called me. So I said, why don't you call this number and somebody will be there and maybe they can send somebody to help you and see what they can do to help you. So she thanked me and hung up, and about 10 minutes later, she called me back as she was crying and uncontrollably. I said, what happened? Did you call that number? Yes, I did. And they hung up and told me to call the garage and hung up on me. So what I did is I sent my wife to go there because I had to preach that night. I sent her there, and sure enough, there was a young woman with two children and her grandfather, and my wife was able to get them something to eat, put them up in hotels that night in order that we might take them to a garage. And the garage that she had gone to had told her it would take $300 to fix her car. But when the next morning I took her to a place called the car doctor, and it cost $39 to get her back on the road, and then we gave them breakfast, and we were able to give them some money from some of the members at the congregation there, and we were able to send her on her way so she could get to Montana. About 3 weeks later, we get a nice letter. We get two letters. We get one from the young lady that we had helped, thanking us for our compassion and our consideration for her need, and how wonderful it was to know that such people were in Las Vegas. And then we got a thank you letter from her husband in Iraq. You see, you just can't paint everybody with the same brush. You need to do a little investigating. And you know what? I've been taken advantage of, and you probably have too. But I'd rather err on the side of being taken advantage of than to not have compassion on a true, legitimate need when I have the opportunity and the ability. Jesus was our perfect example of having compassion. And brethren and friend, we need to have that same heart of compassion towards our fellow men to help when we have the opportunity and the ability to help ease the burden on those who could be challenged in this physical life. Let us have the heart of compassion like our Lord did and like our Lord's example.